This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
You might have heard of the elf on a shelf game that families play with their kids at Christmas. The idea is that this little Christmas elf doll shows up at Christmas and brings Christmas cheer. The elf gets into various things at nighttime when the kids are sleeping, and they have to find it in the morning. As we all know, the parents hide the elf in funny locations and situations. But there is one caveat. That is that the elf cannot be touched by the kids or Christmas cheer leaves. Of course, this is because the kids will discover the elf is a mere toy doll. Well, one Christmas when our boys were small, we had them back up to the fireplace for a picture. And of course, one of them backed right into the elf and accidentally touched it. Seriously, you can't imagine the panic and chaos that ensued. It was hysterics and uncontrolled screaming and crying. We settled it all down by twisting a rule around and making a new rule about one accidental touch, and Christmas was saved. Now, don't judge us. We explained the truth to all the boys at an early age and showed the difference between the real story of Jesus and these made-up games. But you know, there is such a parallel here to what Paul tells the Ephesian church and what God's word teaches us. Ephesians 4 tells us to stop being like children who are tossed around by every wind of doctrine and schemes. Rather, we are to know the truth and declare it in love. Just like that elf, false doctrines are always shifting, changing the rules, and adapting to circumstances. This kind of thinking causes people to panic rather than rest in the truth of God's word and share it with others. The key to being able to share the truth is that we must know the truth. We can't proclaim, defend, uplift, and most importantly, share with love something we don't know, because we're like children swayed by the elf game. Ever argue with someone who isn't versed in the topic they're defending? It often ends in yelling. Ever argue with someone who is extremely confident in their position to the point of calmness? That is sharing the truth in love. I think today we are so tossed around by random elf on a shelf type doctrines that we share the truth without love, because we have to hide our insecurities as a biblically illiterate church. The key to sharing the truth in love is being so confident of the truth that is in us, which is affirmed and revealed through Scripture, that we have a confident, calm, loving demeanor founded in genuine care for the gospel. A deep hunger for Christ will drive believers deeper and deeper into His word. This will grow us in our confidence in giving a reason for our faith. It is this confidence and deepening relationship with Christ that allows us to share the truth of the gospel with a calm assurance sourced in love. When we truly know Him and we're confident in His word, it is so much easier to tell the world of His love and trust Him for the results. Biblical literacy and sound doctrine are more important than ever in today's world. I encourage you to seek Him more and more, and watch as God lovingly reveals the truth through you as you grow in Christ.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.